kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome into another week of Settle the Score. I'm your host, Matt Nose, joined as always by the musical director, the one and only Mr. Andy Merriweather. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Matt. It's been a wild week. I can't tell you how crazy it's been. I've just about managed to fit in practice for the show, so we'll, as usual, we'll just see how it goes. How are you doing over there? All good?
Yeah, all good. No complaints. No complaints whatsoever.
Good, good.
I am excited for today's show. And to everybody that listens and watches, if you want to leave a comment, like the channel, subscribe on YouTube, we thoroughly appreciate it. Or leave a review on Apple or Spotify. It is always welcome on our end. We thank you in advance for taking the time to do that. And if you want to join our Discord, there is a public section of it. And you can find the link below in the description, no matter where you're watching or listening to this. And we have a bunch of hidden stuff for patrons, and you can hit us up. Our Patreon is listed below as well, so you can join that if you're so inclined.
Yeah, great. I will add that this, I think, is the first time that we've come out of the title sequence into a 2-0 scoreline in existence already, and we won't contextualize that for anyone. That is just how it is.
One person is up 2-0 right now.
Yeah,
they created their own points and just said, you know what, I'd like 2 points for that. And we said, you know what, if it comes up, they are yours. They're yours. Yeah. That's we're kind of loosey-goosey with the rules here. We don't really give a shit.
Usually it's in aid of saving me to find a tiebreak somewhere, to be honest. So, yeah. It's good fun. And I'm looking forward to bringing them in. So let's do it.
All right. First gentleman joining us today has a brand new show coming out called New York Guy and Chicago Guy Try. So look for that. So please help us welcome back to the show. It's been too long. Mr. Christian Harloff, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm over here. Here am I. Good to have you. Good to have you guys. I'm good to be here.
Yeah, hey.
No, yeah, but thank you. As far as Matt asked me kindly, when should I tell them to look for the show? To which I said, it's a great question, Matt. The reason why is I'm editing it as we speak. The idea is myself and Frank Janish are going to be trying pizza places. Frank being from Chicago, myself from New York, we'll be trying pizza places across Los Angeles because everyone says it's very, very hard to get good pizza in Los Angeles. So we're going to try to find the good spots, and it'll air on my channel, the Christian Harloff channel.
Great. Well, there you go. Look, if you're ever down in Orange County, Two Saucy Broads just
I've had it. It's good. It's real good.
LA Times best in Orange County.
I've had it. Schmodown was blessed by some, I think, spectacular. I think 1 year. We had the pizzas and we loved it.
New York Guy and Chicago Guy Try. Look for it. Hopefully it's coming out soon. Will be intrigued.
Yeah.
There's quite a few places that I still haven't been to. So if you manage to go to those before me, I can check in on the ratings, see what you guys gave it.
I would love that. Yeah. So I want to get your suggestions of the places too. So we'd love to.
Well, I already told you about one that I think is terrible. So
no, you did. And you
I won't say it on air.
You did. You told me the one that you thought was good too. So I'll go try both of those.
All right. Well, your competitor today is someone you know quite well.
Yep.
People on the show would know her from the Schmodown. She pops up everywhere. It's a pleasure to have her first time on the show. Please help us welcome Miss Kate Mulligan. Kate, how are you?
Thank you, guys. Just like Christian, I'd like to thank you for being here. Yes. Thanks for being on my show. It's great to have you guys.
Yeah.
Out of the gate, he's just so thanks. Hey, thanks for being here, guys.
Well, I was, you know, he's used to a certain rhythm.
Yeah,
my studio. I'm in the studio.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. He's like, all right, coming up first, it is the man.
Start introducing them.
Yeah.
Do you still break into the announcer cadence every once and again?
I did find myself practicing some of the N new the other day.
Just for shits and giggles, or is this New York and Chicago guy try?
No, the only thing that we're doing, we've really done like a heavy push into the Patreon. We did say that if we hit 10,000 patrons, whatever that is, one, Brett Sheridan is going to skydive in character as a flirt and flouse, which is amazing. But besides that, we will put on a free for all with the live event and everything. We'll do a full free for all all the bells and whistles once we hit 10,000 patrons. So in my head, I was thinking about all of the past champions and I was doing that. It happens every once in a while. It's like a cold sweat.
That doesn't sound fun.
No. I imagine it's like his wife makes it and he's like, and now your new champion of dinner.
It's usually my 6-year old when she is able to put down everybody in the best way. And I'll go, and your winner.
Nice. Yeah. Lovely.
Crowning your king.
Yep.
Walk around.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, are the two of you ready to begin today's game?
F yeah.
Yes. Absolutely. All right. Thank you for having me, by the way.
You're welcome. Oh.
Okay. Autopilot here.
Not actually here for you.
Oh. All right. Here's the bell for round number one.
It was a bell.
It was a bell.
Is that 2 more points?
Okay. Thank you. Right. Thank you, Andy.
Oh, we're good. Okay. 4 points.
Four points.
Okay. all right. So in this opening round, Kate, you'll have first choice through five. Once you make your selection, I will give a clue and Andy will begin playing. When either of you think you know the answer, buzz in with your name. I will call on you and you're guessing the movie itself. So don't worry about the title of the song. It's worth 10 points and there's a bonus question worth 5 points, but I'll give you the rules of that when we come to it.
Great.
So Kate, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin today's first
three, round? Please.
Three. It is. All right. Your opening clue comes to you from our patron, Eric Grebner, and it is Shiver Me Timber. Shiver Me Timber. Christian. Titanic is correct for 10 points.
Okay. Okay. I see that. Okay. I see that.
Sorry, it's your first time on. You gotta get the rhythm of it.
Like I have 4 points. Let's just remember.
It's true. Yeah. Pin to parenthetical four right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Bonus question time, Christian.
Okay.
Some of these are easy and some of these are hard. It's worth 5 points and you have a choice. You can choose to go it alone, but if you get the question wrong, you'll lose the 5 points. Or you can open up to you and Kate. Nobody will lose any points, but if she gets it right, she will cut into your 10 to parenthetical four lead. So my question is, do you want to be a dick or not?
Nah.
All right. It's open to you both. So buzz in with your name if you think you have it.
Okay.
Here's your bonus question. What are the two main characters' names played by Kate
Christian. Winslet?
Christian.
Jack and Rose.
That is correct.
Okay. No. It was still going to be about Titanic. Okay.
Yeah. The bonus questions will still be about the movie that preceded it.
I feel great about what's coming up.
It's all right. It's a problem when a guest has their own soundboard.
It's not a great situation.
And they keep welcoming people to a show that isn't theirs.
I know.
I'm sorry.
What's going on?
All right. Christian, you got both those right. You got choice now, man. 1, 2, 4, or 5?
5.
All right. 5 it is. Your clue comes to us from patron Drew Gorzicki, and it is Leaving Me in Stitches. Leaving Me in Stitches.
This used to be my playground.
Kate. A League of Their Own.
That is correct for 10 points.
No, look at that.
Wow. What are the odds?
The odds are that Halloween's coming up.
Oh, so you're going to be good. A Rockford Peach.
Damn, that was great.
Okay.
See, I told you.
Also, do I need to, does it help if I scream my name violently for 40 Please. Seconds?
Yes. Yeah.
However you want to do it. It's your choice, your prerogative. Okay.
I wouldn't have gotten that, I don't think.
All right, so Kate, bonus Great question move. Time. Do you want to be a dick or not?
Oh, definitely not. That would mean no, sir.
All right, it's open to you both then. Here's your bonus question. What actress plays younger sister Kit to Gina Davis' character? Christian.
Lauren Petty.
What'd you say?
What's it? Oh, shit, Laura Petty?
That is incorrect.
Ah.
That's incorrect. Kate, you can make a guess if you like.
Gina Davis.
Well, no, it is not. It's Lori Petty.
No, it's not Lauren Petty, isn't it?
L-O-R-I.
Oh, you're
Lori
right.
Petty.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It is. Shit.
All right. So nobody gets any points on that. But Kate, you got the music question right, which means you have your choice. 1, 2, or 4. What would you
like? Lauren Petty's a reporter for NBC, stupid ass. I know. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Some of these are inner monologues, just so you know.
I know.
Sorry.
He said some of these. I would like 2, please. Number 2, please.
All right.
Also known as the place I will probably finish today.
2 it is.
I got to point this out because it's not fair. I got to give Matt credit here because this happened in Schmodown all the time. And I was on the opposite end of it so many times. And I'm so glad that Matt did it because JTE and other people used to do it to me all the time. If they didn't know it for sure up top, they go, Petty. And then he went, wait, say that again.
Yeah.
What's going on, Petty?
Well, someone, I thought you said Laura Petty at first, and I'm like, that could have just been a disconnect or not a bad connection.
Whatever. Fine.
All right. Number 2, your clue comes to us from patron Houston Bodily, and it is a riff in time. A riff in time.
Okay.
Christian.
Bill and Ted's. Excellent. Right.
That is correct for 10 points.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Bonus question, Christian. Do you want to be a dick or not?
Nah.
You should. I don't really know this movie. You should be a dick to take for yourself.
I'll give you a shot.
All right. It's open to you both, and here it is. For their school presentation, Bill and Ted's bring 8 luminaries back from the past. Name 3.
Christian. Either Socrates or Socrates, Billy the Kid, Abraham Lincoln.
That is correct for 5 points.
Gina Davis.
Gina Davis was number 9, actually. They thought about it. All right. It makes it 30-10 with a parenthetical 4 just sitting there. Christian, do you want number 1 or 4?
1, please.
All right. Number 1 it is. Your clue for number 1 is stuck in the middle with you. Stuck in the middle with you.
Lay down your sweet and weary head. Night is falling. You have come to tell me that. Sleep now and dream of the ones who came before. They are calling from across the distant shore.
I'll give you another clue.
Oh, no,
I didn't want Andy to stop. That was
really the chorus. Yeah.
Yeah, the chorus.
Sure.
All right. Give you another clue after the chorus if nobody has a guess.
Sure.
What do you mean? What are these tears upon your face?
Did you lose points, Matt? Or...
Nope.
Oh, no.
All of the fears pass away, safe in my arms.
Sorry. What was the clue again? Can I guess the clue again?
Stuck in the middle with you. I'll give you a second clue.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the second clue?
Your second clue is an eye for an eye. Stuck in the middle with you.
Eye for an eye.
An eye for an eye.
Kate. The animated Hobbit?
Incorrect.
That's really shocking.
The Last Unicorn. Honestly.
Also incorrect.
All right, what are we looking at?
I'll give you guys one last clue.
Okay.
And it comes to us from Juan Reyes, and it is the third ending is the charm.
Are we going to kick ourselves?
It's a return of the king. Christian Arnold, Return of the King.
That is correct for 10 points.
Kate.
You were close, Kate.
It was close. It was close.
I didn't remember any singing in those.
I don't remember that song.
Let's see. Annie Lennox was nominated for an Oscar for that song.
Well, I don't remember it.
Let's not act like we just pulled this out of our ass. Look, you were obviously close, Kate.
You were close.
So it was sparking something in there.
How you got that close?
I'm like, it's
got
to be Middle Earth.
Yeah.
An eye for an eye.
Yeah.
That's the eye of Sauron.
Yes. Maybe.
Yeah. It was good.
So I was like, it's got to be Hobbit. Okay.
All right. Christian, bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
No.
All right. Then it's open to you both. Let me finish it first before you answer.
Okay.
The Lord of the Rings trilogy has the most nominations of any franchise in film history, surpassing The Godfather and Star Wars with how many total nominations for those three movies? The first person that guesses, it's worth 10 points, and I'll give it to you if you're within five. Second person, it's worth 5 points. We'll give it to you if you're within three, but we'll tell you if the previous person was high or low if they got it wrong.
Christian. 11.
Is incorrect. This is for the franchise for those three films.
So that means I was way off, by the way, by what he said. I was going for that movie.
Kate.
33.
Kate, you got to be within three, and you were within three, and I didn't even have the opportunity to tell you it was high or low. Congratulations on that. You got 5 points.
I was going for the last movie.
I was like, I'm gonna multiply Christian's guess by three. Yeah,
which is smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going for the last movie.
Tom right, Bombadil.
But Kate, this is why I lose this game all the time, because I don't listen.
there's some truth in that.
It's all truth in that.
All right, so we have one left in the opening round.
And we don't want that number, just so you know. That's not the one we pick, so I don't know what we do.
All right, I'll choose number six, which happens to look like number four on my list, but just know that it's number six. Your clue is, are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Vacation.
That is correct for 10 points.
Holiday Road. Yeah. Oh!
All right. Makes it 50 to 15. Final bonus question, Christian. Do you want to be a dick or not?
Yeah, I want to be a dick. All right.
So the bonus question then is this. What is the name of the amusement park in Vacation?
Wally World.
That is correct for 5 points.
That's why I was dick, because Kate would have gotten that.
I would have gotten that.
All right, makes it 55 to 15. And here is the bell for round number two.
Nice.
I cut you off, Kate. I apologize. What was that?
No, I was going to say, so it's within 40. That's totally
trust me.
People have come back from that.
Yeah. People have come back from down 80 and won the game.
Christian's so the host right now, and he's doing your job.
Yeah, it's fine.
Plenty of game left, Kate. All good.
It'll work. You'll be good.
Okay. All right. So second round. This is our 5 second round. So Kate, you'll have choice 1 through 5. Once you make your selection, I'll give the clue, and then Andy will play a 5 second snippet of the song. If either of you can guess it in the opening five of music, it's worth 10 points. Otherwise, if we go to a second five of music, it makes it worth 5 points.
Okay.
So 1 through 5, Kate, where would you like to begin?
I would like to start at 3 again, please. It went really well for me last time.
It did. All right. Your clue comes to us from patron Andrew Scanlon, and it is getting the cold shoulder. Mm. Getting the cold shoulder.
The wind is howling like this swirling storm.
Christian.
Frozen.
That is correct for 10 points.
For the audio listeners, Kate Mulligan's a giant idiot. I was like, I know this. I'll just wait till I can think of what it is. That's not how this game works.
Not exactly.
Not exactly.
All right, Christian.
How many seconds do I have to answer it once I've buzzed in with my name?
Oh.
I mean, it's not like there's not a hard and fast rule.
Okay. You're going to hear me talk about, Kate!
If you do that and then clearly you don't know the answer, then we'll cut you off eventually.
I would imagine, Matt, that we don't need to do anything. Christian will start counting her down as the host.
Thankfully, though, this isn't his show. It's ours, so we don't have to acknowledge that countdown.
It's true, and you could also kick me out of the StreamYard at any time.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. It'll be to a hail of sound effects on your way out.
Jabba, come on.
Yeah. There's no reasoning with him. Jabba's his own man.
Yeah.
All right, Christian, 1, 2, 4, or 5. What do you want next?
2.
All right, 2 it is. Your clue for number 2 is Look Alive. Look Alive.
When the road looks up ahead and your mouth.
Kate. Toy Story.
That is correct for 10 points.
Christian, did you let me have that one?
No, I didn't. I had it, but you had buzzed in by the time I had it.
Okay.
All right, Kate, you now have your choice. 1, 4, or 5?
5, please. Because I'm going to come in 5th place, even though there's only 2 of us.
5 it is. Your clue comes to us from patron Melissa Moody, and it is Down with the Sickness. Down with the Sickness.
Thank you for all the joy and pain.
Christian. When Harry Met Sally?
Incorrect.
Oh, you stupid asshole.
Now, Kate, you can hear that again if you like. Or we can go to the second 5 of music. Christian can't guess again yet.
Okay, it's called Down with the Sickness.
Down with the Sickness. And by the way, it's Melissa Woody. I don't know why I said Moody.
Dummy.
Melissa
Woody.
Down with the Sickness.
Down with the Sickness.
Do you want to hear that again? Or do you want to hear the next 5 of music? Christian cannot.
If I hear the next 5 of music, Christian's going to just say it right away.
No, he can't answer again.
I can't.
You
can.
Until I tell him, he can answer.
I want to hear the next 5.
Okay. So it's just for Kate right now.
Okay.
Dunkershane, darling, Dunkershane.
I want to say it's Bill Murray. Is it a Bill Murray? Or am I thinking of him on SNL?
She can take all the time she wants. You can count down.
Don't you count me down. And I'm not going to answer a JTE, sir. I regrettably don't know.
All right. So before anybody can guess again, I'll give a second clue, and then guessing will be open to all at that point.
Okay.
So your second clue comes to us from our patron, Troy, and it's You're Still Here?
Christian. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
That is correct.
It's Matthew Broderick.
I was so mad at myself. I was so mad at myself when I said Harry Met Sally, stupid idiot.
Well, at least you didn't think it was Bill Murray singing it.
I was thinking
of the lounge singer that he does.
I was thinking of Billy Crystal singing to her in the shop. That wasn't this, and then they just mixed together.
It's all right.
Yeah.
How long do we get to have to make excuses for ourselves? Yes. Do you time?
As much time as you like. That's fine. There is no clock on that. Go right ahead.
The two of them become therapists at this point.
Yeah. Self-flagellation is always welcome on this show. All right, Christian, do you want number 1 or 4?
1.
All right. Number 1, it is. Your clue is Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay, give me 1 second.
No problem. I didn't see the setup for this. My apologies.
It's okay. It's all good. It's more about deciding.
Andy,
yeah,
what are the
I got it.
What are the notes that you had? Like, was it like when they picked this one, the movie, what was the movie that they wrote down that they wanted?
Oh, right. Yeah.
This is definitely going to work, Kate. This is definitely going to work.
Yeah.
We're not one of your kids that you can just con into with some really lazy reverse psychology.
No. Okay.
I want to go to sleep in order to get up and get us to be able to go to do things tomorrow morning.
That's right.
I don't give a fuck about sleep, Dad. Whoa.
You've been to my house.
Yeah. I was just channeling me as a kid. That was a memory right there. Okay. All right. Your clue again is Guardians of the Galaxy.
With the quickness, talk with the witnesses, hypnotizer, neuralizer.
You guys can hear that again if you like.
Would love to. It's a bop.
Yeah, it is.
All right. There you go.
With the quickness, talk with the witnesses, hypnotizer, neuralizer.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we'll go to the second five of music, and then if nobody has a guess at that point, I'll give you another clue. Yeah. So here's your second five of music.
Oh, Christian.
Christian.
Men in Black.
That is correct for 5 points.
Couldn't you have done like just bounce with me, take a walk with me, just walk?
No.
Okay, got it. Just a couple notes, guys.
We'll make notes.
I would have known.
All right, so we have one left in this second round, and your clue is be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for.
Why can't I find what I need? Sorry. I was singing the rest of Men in Black in my head after Kate's rendition.
See, I actually got you going.
Yeah, here we go.
Can I get a score check at the moment?
It's 75 to 25 with a parenthetical 4 still sitting there.
Can I guess by the clue?
Yes, you can.
Aladdin.
Incorrect.
All right. There you go, Kate. So now you got it.
I already forget what the clue was.
Be careful what you wish for.
Okay.
Okay.
Kate. Home Alone.
That is correct for 10 points.
In the window.
God, that is beautiful.
Devil has bodies in his garbage can.
Okay. I wish to have a screaming woman effect so bad. I'm like, soundboard.
There's always room. I'm sure you got buttons to spare on that thing. You just keep adding. Sure. All right. So that ends round number two. It's 75 to 35. Here's the bell for round number three. All right. So Christian, because you're in first place, you'll have opening choice. And this is our betting round. So once you make your selection, I will give a clue, and Christian will open the bidding with the number of notes that he thinks he can guess this movie in. 4 is the minimum number. The max is however many notes you'd like it to be. Once Christian does his opening bid, then we'll go over to Kate. And Kate, you can bid one note fewer, all the way down to 0. But we bid back and forth between the two of you until one of you tells the other to settle the score. And at that point, that person is answering alone. The point values are at 10 notes and up, it's worth 10 points. 6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. 3 to 5 notes, it's worth 20. And 0 to 2 notes, it's worth 25. If you get the question wrong, your opponent automatically gets the points. You each have a lifeline that you can use one time to ask for a second clue, but you only have one of those. And finally, if your opponent gets the question wrong and you think you know it, you can double down And if you get the question right, you will double the points available on the board. But if you get it wrong, you get nothing. And if you wanted to, you can use your lifeline for the extra clue and double down at the same time. I will happily explain any of that if anything's unclear. So just let me know. Christian, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin round number 3?
1.
All right, number 1 it is. So, Christian, you'll start the bidding on this. Your clue is a dame like no other. Dame. A dame like no other.
And what's the max? You didn't say what the max notes.
Max is however many you'd like it to be.
And so what if you do it? What if the max is, because you had said the point system is up until 15 is 10. What is 15 and higher point system?
10 notes and above is worth 10 points.
Okay. So let's do 20 notes.
All right, 20. So, Kate, over to you. You can say 19 notes. You can say 0 notes or anything in between. Or tell him to settle the score.
I say 16 notes.
16, Christian.
15.
15.
12.
12
notes.
12 notes.
Settle the score.
All right, on 12 notes. It's worth 10 points. Kate, you do have your lifeline if you'd like a second clue. But your first clue, again, is a dame like no other.
All right. Second clue. Just give me the lifeline right away.
Listen to the music first.
Okay, fine, fine. Okay.
As someone who's done the show a bunch of times, okay, I probably want to hear the music first and then.
All right. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Forrest Gump.
Incorrect.
Oh, I
incorrect.
Oh, no. I have to close Forrest Gump also, Kate.
So, Christian, you can just take the 10 points or you can double down on it. Your choice.
I'm so mad!
Can I hear it again?
Yes, you can. You surely can.
I'm going to take the points.
All right, 10 points. Kate, by chance, would you know what it is now?
It's Rudy.
It is Rudy. Oh,
Rudy, shit.
Hey, they actually still play it at Notre Dame's. Like,
yeah, of course.
When the freshmen show up, they'll still play it.
Oh, Ellis is so mad at me right now.
Oh, not my gosh. Wildly. Also, there's the other one that. I'm so mad at myself.
Not wildly different from.
No, but that's Jerry Goldsmith, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that is Jerry Goldsmith.
That's what I was hearing. But then it makes sense with the clue. And I was like, wait, was Judy Dench in that movie? Like, I couldn't.
Oh, that's a great clue. That's a great clue. All right. God.
All right, Christian, you got the points on that, which means you have your choice. 2 through 5. Where are we going next?
5.
All right. 5 it is. Is your clue for 5 is claw and order. Claw and order.
Yeah, pick the notes, right?
You got to pick the notes.
25.
25. Kate, over to you.
24. 23. 17.
15.
Settle the score.
All right, on 15 notes, it's worth 10 points. Christian, you've got your lifeline if you want to use it for your second clue. It's your first clue, once again, was claw and order.
Inspector Gadget.
That is correct for 10 points.
Sorry, kid.
It's fine. You didn't make me miss Rudy. Me made me miss Rudy.
Nice try, Gadget.
It's not bad. Was that one of the...
It's Dr. Claw.
All right. Makes it 95 to 35 right now. There's 3 questions left. Kate, you're going to want to bid this down into fewer notes to make up some points here.
Okay.
Christian, 2 through 5. Where you want to go next?
2. Wait, that's right. 2. Okay, 2. Yeah.
2 it is. Your clue is there's magic in the air. There's magic in the air.
23.
Kate?
10.
10.
Sell that mother effing score.
All right, it's worth 10 points. Kate, you do have your lifeline if you'd like another clue.
Okay.
And your first clue again was there's magic in the air.
Okay.
Okay.
I know this.
You can hear it as many times as you like.
Can I hear it again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, do I have to know which of them it is, or can I just say the franchise?
Whichever you choose will be technically correct.
I believe it is Harry Potter, possibly the Sorcerer's Stone, but also all of them, I want to say. But I'm going Harry Potter.
We would have chosen any one you wanted.
Well done. Brilliant.
All right. 95 to 45. Kate, you now have your choice, 3 or 4.
Wait, did that only get me 10? Oh, because
it only got you because it was at 10 notes.
Son of a... Okay. 3.
All right.
Settle the score. Oh, wait. I thought you had 3 notes. No.
Not quite. All right. For number 3, we will go with another one from Melissa, and it is, this time, they may have gone too far. This time, they may have gone too far. So, Kate, how many notes would you like to open
with? Oh, sorry. Okay. I was like, can't wait to hear it. I'm going to start with 10.
10. All right, Christian, over to you.
9.
9 notes.
6.
6 notes.
Settle the score.
All right, it's worth 15 points. You've got your lifeline, Kate, if you want to use it. And your clue again was, this time they may have gone too far.
Lifeline.
All right. Not a problem. So we got a long list. Andy's going to read through them and give you your lifeline once he's settled on whichever one he thinks is perfect for you. And the first one, once again, was this time they may have gone too far. And you could also hear the music.
Yeah. 70,000 more times.
Sure.
Okay.
Kate, your lifeline clue is ranch dressing. Ranch dressing.
Oh, yeah. That didn't help.
You want to hear it again?
Yeah, I would love to hear it again. Ranch dressing.
And this time, they may have gone too far.
Christian, do you know it?
I have a guess, but I don't know if it's right.
Christian, do you think I know it? Is this something I would know?
Oh yeah, if it's what I think it is, yes.
I know,
but it. I don't feel that I'm right.
See, now that's some good reverse psychology on his part. He's just fucking with you.
But, No, I mean,
he knows you know it.
Like, Christian knows what I would know and what I would not know.
If it's the movie I think it is, yes, but I have a funny feeling that it's not.
Could I hear the music more, and one more time, Andy?
Yeah, And more notes? No, I'm joking. All right, okay, here we go.
Yes, and more notes. Yeah, also, Andy, you wanted to give me more notes this time.
Sure, no problem. Here we go.
This part's not interesting viewership. I understand it. Just make a guess because me perseverating on what it might be is not good content. I got it. I don't know.
Do you want to throw out a guess?
No.
We've had actually people
that's
get
more
it
embarrassing.
Right by just throwing out a guess.
Requiem for a Dream.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Incorrect.
How much are the points right now?
It's 95 to 45.
No, if I doubled up.
It would go from 15 to 30 if you got it right. But if you get it wrong, you get nothing.
I get nothing. So I don't.
You're up by 50 with one question left.
Okay, so let's say 50.
I don't get points detracted if I lose?
No.
Oh. I'll double up.
All right. It's doubling down.
I know this is wrong. I know this one because it's from... I'm going Jurassic Park, but I'm wrong.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
That is. Andy, you want to play a little bit more?
Sure. Okay.
Drive me nuts.
I know it's going to drive me nuts. Yeah, something like that. Wait, what was that last? Wait, sorry. Can we...
It's Back to the Future 3.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Back to the Future 3.
Wow. Yeah. I hear it.
Didn't know it.
Yep. I don't know the movie as well. Brad Gilmore right now, losing his mind.
That's when ZZ Top is on stage. They're at that band playing the song.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So nobody got any points on that. We have one left. And
it's a good one. That was a good one.
Your clue. Let's see. So, Kate, you started that last one, so you'll start this one as well.
Okay.
Your clue comes to us from Houston Bodily, and it is streaming a scary movie.
Okay.
Streaming a scary movie.
I'm going to just start with 10.
Okay.
Because I need more points.
Well, technically 9 would get you.
Okay, I'm going to start with 9.
All right, you're starting with 9. Smart move.
Settle the score. Let's make it interesting.
All right, it's worth 15 points. So, Kate, you do not have your lifeline. And your clue again was streaming a scary movie.
Okay.
You'll have 9 notes. And for the first time ever last week, we had a piano player on. He was like, I think I know what this is. Just watching him practice. Oh, son of a bitch. That kind of bit us in the ass for the first time ever.
Did he get it? Did he get it from practice?
I believe he did. Yes.
Hilarious. You shouldn't have said anything.
That's why.
He's a good guy. He's a good
idiots
guy.
Idiots on.
Okay. Here we go.
Can I use Christian's lifeline?
You know what? It's never happened before, but I'll allow it. I'll allow it. Why not?
Why not?
Christian's lifeline. He was nice enough to donate that to you. He's a generous man. All right. For the first time ever. So Andy's now going to read through the list of clues. Your first one was streaming a scary movie.
Streaming a scary movie. Mm-hmm.
And Christian, if you wanted to, I'll let you steal her double down if it comes up.
I would like to.
I know. I already know you know it.
Yeah.
Okay, Kate, your lifeline clue is a fridge too far. A fridge too far.
And the first one was
streaming a scary movie.
A fridge too far. Is it E.T.?
Incorrect.
Ugh.
Incorrect. So, Christian, I'm assuming you're stealing her double down?
Yes.
And what is your guess?
It's true, Your Honor. This man has no dick. Ghostbusters.
That is correct for 30 points to Mr. Christian Harloff.
I guess there's a fridge in that movie, too. Yes, there's a fridge in
that movie. That fridge is a portal to another world. And
well, E.T. was drunk in his fridge, I will have you know.
That was a really good guess. And actually was the fact you could see E.T. kind of bumbling around to that music. So I think that was a good guess.
Look at you being all nice after you won by 80
points. I was nice to him the whole time.
That's true. Yeah.
He was. He let me take his.
Yeah. Yes, Clue. But Christian, congratulations. You are today's champion, sir.
Thank you.
It's a shocking upset. Everyone had really guessed.
The Vegas books opened with Kate favored by 15 points.
Next time.
There's always that tip. So, Christian.
I'll play against a baby.
I'll just drink.
Perfect. We'll get JTE in here. Not a problem.
Has he done it before?
JTE?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he any good?
Yeah, he's actually really good.
I'm sure.
Okay, well then don't get him in here. What are we talking about?
He's the most baby-like that I could think of off the top of my head. Like,
who's the worst?
Dagnino. Get Dagnino.
Dagnino is if you don't find his sweet spot, he's not that good.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's the worst other than me? Who could you match me up for?
Dagnino.
That's the worst that's ever been on other than me.
Why? Now, when we have you back, everybody listening and watching is going to be like, that clearly is the worst player that they could come up with.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
I'm saying aside from me, I already knew it was me.
I think the
I thought it might be read that way. Matt was saying whoever you play will be the person that everyone knows he said is the worst player ever.
Oh, I see.
She's going to think as Matt saying, well, everyone knows it's you, Kate. Like, you know, but it wasn't.
No, but it's whoever. Okay, I see.
Yeah, I thought you were saying, like, please bring on somebody that I could beat up. And I'm like, that's not fun.
That is what I'm saying.
Also, I don't think if we named who you could beat, we'd get them back on. I don't think it's, like, a great attractive thing.
Unless they know they're terrible.
Oh, yeah, that is true. There are people that just, like, love playing the game.
Yeah, like Kate will come back and play again.
I love this. This was so fun.
I don't think you were nearly as bad as ours.
We've had worse.
Yeah, I've done worse.
You were great, I thought.
There's no way.
You were playing against a score hound.
I mean, also.
That's a term, right? Yeah.
It will be true. I like it.
Score whore.
All the consonants came out in the right order, didn't they? Yeah.
Yeah, score hound. It's just I've never heard him back to back like that.
I just watched Ghostbusters recently, so it's not fair.
I just watched E.T. recently, so I should have known.
I think that score immediately after goes.
Yes! Thank you! Thank you! Andy's got my back!
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, stop the steal!
All right, well, Christian, as winner, the floor is yours to say, plug, promote, but go ahead, take it away.
Again, for me, it's just head on over to my channel. It's the Christian Harloff channel. We're almost at 100,000 subscribers. We've been working at it. We're at 96 right now. And we have that show, the pizza review show that we're going to be doing. If you movie reviews, if you're into the UAP phenomenon, we got the show every Tuesday that's doing pretty well for us. So you can check that out. But that's it. Go check out my channel.
Please do. It'll be in the description below. Both their social media links. So hit them up. Kate, what about you, ma'am?
There's nothing for me to promote, but if there is a teacher in your life or in a kid's life, I'm currently teaching. And it's not my new profession, but it's definitely my profession this year. So do me a solid and buy some supplies for a teacher in your life. Buy a ream of paper, some pens, whatever. If you have it in your means to do that, because teachers are underfunded.
Agreed, but that's also not – she does have one other thing to promote. December 3rd, she'll be at Flappers for a stand-up show.
December – and also, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the show, Christian. December 3rd, I will be doing stand-up at Flappers. Is it December 3rd or the 2nd?
What's that Saturday? Is it the 2nd?
Great question. Good. We'll find out.
Find out momentarily. Is that the main room or the U room?
Yeah, main room. And that's whatever the main room
is. December 2nd. It's December 2nd. December 2nd,
9:30 p.m. And
the Yoo-hoo room, which also feels like a daytime traffic court, if we're being honest. I'm like, what is the shape of this room? Anyway.
There's nothing like slagging off on a venue before you go.
They know.
After, that's a common occurrence. Before.
They know. Yeah. They know me there.
All right. Well, December 2nd, you can see both of them at Flappers in the main room. You said it was 9:30?
9:30 p.m., yeah.
9:30 p.m. So go check it out. I'm sure it'll be a ton of fun. I would imagine it's a stellar lineup.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's going to be me, Brett Sheridan, Kate, Coy. Coy, Jandro, Winston, A. Marshall, and then both Roxy and Steph are hosting. And if we hit 600 patrons, Mike Kalinowski is going to do a 5-minute stand-up set.
How about there you
that?
Go.
Look at Kate. So who knows how that's going to go?
I know. Doesn't matter how it goes. Mike's going to think it went great.
Oh, one of those, huh? One of those.
Put him again. Oh, actually, put him. He probably wouldn't be that good at scores, would he?
He's been on.
He's been on.
That was on. Year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. We did a geek theme show.
We did a geek show, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was great. Good at it.
I have fun with him on my show. He's on my show on Wednesdays. And today I told him he could curse, which he got very excited and cursed 8 times. But what he didn't know is in the edit, I put a donkey sound every time he did it. And it's pretty awesome.
Is that one of your presets on the board right there?
No, I just got it off the internet, and I was so excited. It sounds like a donkey meets a Wookiee. It's incredible.
By the way,
it sounds like a donkey getting violated then.
Both.
I just want to be very clear. I am not sure that this is the real Christian Harloff, because this person, whoever this imposter is, there he is, has not played a single fart sound since we got here. So it does not feel possible it's the real Christian Harloff.
I don't have one in this one. Brett's
wow, definitely not him.
And I'm sorry.
Rematch against the real Christian Harloff.
I think, interestingly, on every other show you've been on, Christian, you have done a fart noise and lost. So maybe there's a correlation.
Maybe I'll stop doing it. Maybe I'll just do, instead, I'll just do my
chipmunk voice. Hell yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. Let's do
it. Sounds like a brother to the old guy on Family Guy, the petter ass.
You don't know. You don't know about Big Balls McGillicuddy. Oh, man. I'm running around. Steal shit from trees and play with my balls, man. That's what I do. I'm a little chipmunk. Hell yeah. Come on, Matt. You want some of this?
It is the real Christian. I apologize.
Yeah, exactly.
That was, there's no question now.
Yeah, Kate. Come on. Come on over here, baby.
I can't call him
Scroll. I can't control that little chipmunk. Don't call him a scroll. You get pissed off.
Oh, I apologize.
Yeah, sorry.
Rodent.
Oh, man, now you're asking for it.
Beauty is I can just cut you out and kick you out of the room at any time. So
I'm going to come shit in one of those pizzas.
Hey, stop it.
Go right ahead, and then I'll serve it to the New York and Chicago guys. Try. See how you like that.
Now you're talking. Nice job, man. I like what you do.
All right, well, that is it for this week's show. I'll have both of their handles, their social media links in the description below. So please hit them up. Andy, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Kate, it was an absolute pleasure to meet you, despite your detestation for my abode. And and Christian, really appreciate you having me on.
So yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime. Anytime. You want to plug anything?
No, I don't do anything. Thank you.
Sure. Andy, the pleasure was all mine, I assure you.
All right, Kate, take us out. Always.
All right, that is it for this week's Settle the Score. You can follow Andy at STS_AndyM, and you can follow me at Matt Nose. We'll see you guys next week with a new show. Until then, adios.
Goodbye, motherfuckers.